So I'm with Rosie Brennan from APU. And Rosie, national championships are a big deal. You've been in quite a few of them now in your career. And tell me how you're feeling, how your fitness is going as you approach these nationals.
Well, obviously the first part of my season was really good and I felt really confident about my fitness. After Bozeman, I went back to Utah to find no snow. So I actually was dryland training for a few weeks and just recently got back on snow. So I sort of feel like I'm starting my season over again. But that said, it feels so good to be back in the race scene and have snow, lots of it, to ski on. So I'm looking forward to racing and seeing if I can still have some fitness left.
Yeah. So. And tell me, what sort of goals do you have when you're coming into this national championship? Are you thinking things like world championship team for Falun, or what's on your mind?
Yeah, of course world championships are on my mind. Over the past year, I think I've kind of had a turning point as a skier, and I've started to learn a lot more about racing as a whole, and so I've started focusing more on kind of the process of racing rather than the outcome of racing. And I think that's been really helpful for this season. So I've kind of tried to put world championships just in the back of my mind as a little extra power, but put more of the process-oriented goals in the front of my mind.
What sort of hours, roughly, are you training a year now, do you think?
I'm in the 750 range for standard year. Yeah.
And you're working closely with Eric, right?
Yes, yep. Yes.
Great guy. I mean, yes. Phenomenal coach. He brings a lot to it. What are some of his maybe key characteristics that you see as an athlete that he brings to the table?
I think that Eric's enthusiasm and positivity have really changed my view as a skier. It's really taught me to focus on what's good and what I can control, and also to see everything as a learning process rather than a good or a bad, and just see what you can learn from it. It's been extremely helpful. And just having someone that puts that many hours into you, I mean, I'm incredibly thankful for it. And I never hesitate to give my all back because of that. You know, I want to give everything I can to show the number of hours that he's put into me. So.
I know you as a very competitive person. Are those fires burning as bright as ever?
Yes, they are. Yeah, I really racing has provided me, particularly this year, a different kind of, I guess, feeling than in past years, and it's been a way that I can really just let go and like be myself, and I really enjoy that. So yeah, I would say I'm still competitive.
And Rosie, I really wish you luck at these championships. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.